What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories.
The mayor's race is as hot as steamy as the weather around here. We're hearing about a not-so-friendly conversation between two candidates today. Mayor Adams telling CNBC that Andrew Cuomo called him with a call for Adams to drop his independent reelection bid. And by Adams' description, Cuomo probably didn't like his answer.
I'm the sitting mayor. I'm the sitting mayor of the city of New York. And you expect for me to step aside when you just lost to Zohan by 12 points. He was up 32 points. $30 million. You lost. They heard your message, and you lost.
The Cuomo campaign is not confirming Adams' side of this story, but says that there's no path to victory as they see it for the mayor. And Cuomo, they say, is the candidate with the experience and the proven record. Elsewhere, there's a call for local Democrats, though, to join forces against Zohra Mamdani from a voice of experience in New York politics.
Asked if Zohra Mamdani is the cure for what ails the Democratic Party, former Governor David Patterson replied,
"If he's the cure to ail the party, then cyanide is the cure for a headache."
Patterson is calling for unity behind another candidate. He doesn't expect them to choose among themselves, but to realize
what is dangerous for the city to allow to have happen at this particular time.
He says then more financial and other support would be funneled to that candidate. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Mamdani campaign is responding that the candidate racked up more votes than any Democratic primary candidate in 36 years, and that Mamdani looks forward to growing his coalition and reaching new voters with his vision. But Mamdani has not exactly been rolling up the endorsements. One key leader, though, says there's a meeting, though. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries on The View today asked about Mamdani's policies, ideas, and other assorted uproars.
He's actually said that he plans to keep the police fully funded. I'm scheduled to meet with him next week, and we'll have a conversation about his vision.
Jeffries did not offer any endorsement today.
There's no doubt buying a home in the city is expensive, but some areas are seeing home prices raise faster than others. The number one neighborhood seeing the highest increase, Two Bridges in Manhattan. We visited Red Hook, also on the list, and spoke to Albert, who feels like he's being pushed out.
I've been living here for years, so I go out to New York, it's more cheaper, but you can't buy nothing after it's expensive.
Angel's born and raised here and now is looking to move.
Got to Pennsylvania or Connecticut.
Breezy Point also saw prices raise 192%, followed by Hamilton Beach, seeing a rise of 172%. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Red Hook.
45 new hires at the city DOT are going to be fanning out in the search for unsafe e-bikers and moped operators. The money is part of the city's new budget, and the new Transportation Department workers will crack down on motorized delivery workers in the streets specifically. There are more and more of them given the rise in app-based retail and food services. The new staffers are unarmed and they're assigned to the DOT's new Department of Sustainable Delivery, announced by Mayor Eric Adams and the DOT Chief Yadonis Rodriguez. Two dogs and a cat are dead in a fire that police say was deliberately set in a home on Long Island. The suspect, Jahan Kia, charged with arson, also animal abuse charges in this case.
With a sad look on her face, mother of three Ariana Belfort says she wants tougher penalties for those who set fires and kill animals. Her two dogs were killed in a Plainview fire. Authorities say it was set by another tenant in the house.
He set the house on fire and left them there to die along with his own cats. The house burned down and we lost everything.
She says her dogs burned alive and the man accused was released with no bail.
He's a murderer and he's truly evil. He's a monster.
The 40-year-old tenant pleaded not guilty. Belfort, along with her daughter, stood outside the courthouse holding photos of their two dogs. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
The suspect is in custody in an alleged kidnapping attempt involving a six-year-old. Last night before 10 p.m., NYPD officers raced to Stillwell and Surf Avenues on Coney Island. The boy's guardian told police that a man had tried to take the child right off the sidewalk. That suspect, 36-year-old man, was apprehended. The six-year-old taken to the hospital and is stable. Police say no word specifically right now any charges in this case. New York City is a more accessible city, according to a new update on the city DOT accessibility plan that's just out. From May of 2024 to this past May, strides were reported, including the installation of improved pedestrian signals at more than 3,400 intersections to aid the blind. A federal court decision back in 2021 required the city to install those devices at 10,000 crossings by the end of 2031, so we seem to be well on our way. Bus boarding islands and curb extensions at bus stops are also hailed in this report, but Joe Rappaport with the Brooklyn Center for Independence of the Disabled says those bus islands are nice, but they still require the vision impaired and the other disabled New Yorkers to cross the street. Along with everybody else, Local Law 12, by the way, of 2023, requires all city agencies to have accessibility plans. In this heat and humidity, the FDNY battling a three-alarmer early today in Marble Hill.
From the sixth floor where it happened to the first, nearly everyone's affected. Their ceilings leaking, the smell of smoke emanating. They're all dealing with some form of loss. Jennifer's childhood apartment, now a memory, but her mom still lived here.
She's been here since 1984.
Their apartment next door to the one where the fire started. She says her mom is
not good. She's upstairs and she's an older woman with a lot of health conditions. So it's very concerning. It's very sad to see neighbors I grew up with in the building losing everything.
Again, the aftermath is just brutal. FDNY says three firefighters are hospitalized for heat exposure. And some residents are now homeless. All this as the investigation continues. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Marble Hill.
There's a move in Nassau County to expand requirements for life-saving gear at sports facilities. Robbie's Law is named for Robbie Levine, a 9-year-old from Merrick who went into cardiac arrest during practice 20 years ago and died. Currently, state law requires automatic defibrillators at camps and youth programs with more than five teams. The proposed Nassau County law would require such devices at all 200 county-owned sports fields and courts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.